Good morning, good morning. I want to go to Enniskillen and talk to Rodney Edwards from The Impartial Reporter. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Rodney, you're having a special meeting down in Enniskillen this evening.
Well, we haven't organised it. We will be there. It's obviously off the back of what has become a massive story here for us in respect of historical child sex abuse allegations. So, as some of your listeners will know, we've been reporting on some very serious claims that have been made since March. So, over 60 people have been in touch with our newspaper to claim that they were sexually abused as children. As a result of that, there have been protests in the street outside Enniskillen Police Station, outside the courthouse, and tonight some of those alleged victims have organised a public meeting, and that public meeting will take place in a hotel at 7:30 tonight, and it will hear from some of those alleged victims, but also health experts.
And this public meeting, is it open to anyone who would like to attend, or is it open to the invited public?
No, I think what some of the organisers have been saying to me, and some of the alleged victims have been saying to me, is that they would like to see as many people there as possible to show that there is support for those people in this community. I think that the view here is that for decades people have been too scared to talk about this issue, but the situation has now changed, and that's because of the very many brave people who have come forward to give their stories. And as we've seen, the floodgates are opening, and we can see that on an almost weekly basis in our newspaper. So tonight's meeting will focus on all of that. It'll hear contributions from a panel. And one of the organisers, Caroline Wheeler, who is a victim herself, says that victims need to see action and accountability. And she says that there is mounting frustration among the public with the authorities, not just the PSNI, but the Health Trust, Social Services and the Education Authority, for what she and others are saying are failures to keep children safe over many decades.
There may be people who have a vested interest in this who haven't as yet expressed why they have an interest, who would like to attend the meeting. Where is it, Rodney?
The meeting is at Enniskillen Hotel, which, if anyone remembers, the old Fort Lauderdale Hotel, that's the new name for it now, the Enniskillen Hotel, and it's just in the centre of the town. It starts at 7:30, and the organisers say that tonight is all about giving those victims a voice.
It will be difficult for Caroline, who's, as you say, a victim herself. She's got the courage to do what she's doing. More difficult maybe for someone who's sitting listening who is a victim but hasn't taken that very difficult and challenging step yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen that in terms of some of those rallies and protests that have been organised where, you know, there's a lot of hope by the victims and organisers that lots of people will turn out, and then when it comes to it, not many people do, and that's not because they don't support the endeavour. It's because, as you say, there is a feeling, a reluctance almost, to take part, whatever that feeling may be. But I think what, as Caroline said, what's happening here now is people realise that there's a real support network emerging out of all of this, out of all of this darkness. There are now people who want to help anyone who say they, you know, have suffered as a result of child sex abuse. And the stories keep coming. And I know I've been on your show over the last number of months. And there's no end to these allegations. People continue to get in touch. And I think what the focus now sort of is shifting from maybe some of these very, very, very difficult stories to now sort of looking at what people can do to help. So what all of those agencies can do to help victims like Caroline and anybody else who hasn't yet been able to come forward. And that's why there's a real focus tonight on this meeting, because not only will it hear from those alleged victims, but it'll hear from people who work within the health profession, people who work within counselling and others, who will be able to offer guidance and offer some type of hope to those people in terms of, you know, the help that they need. And many, many people do need help. And the agencies locally here, all those good organisations that work very hard to help people of all types of trauma, including sex abuse, they need support as well, financially and from the community. So I think this meeting is all about getting the community together, rallying them up, if you like, and making them aware of the issues, but also trying to push that, the community support. And that's something that, you know, Fermanagh people are very, very good at doing.
Do you think, Rodney, the more you cover it in your paper, and it's now got international recognition, the coverage that you've given it, plus the meetings like the one organised by Caroline tonight, do you think because of that there are individuals of middle age, maybe more mature years, mainly male, who are in the general vicinity, who are beginning to look over their shoulder, expecting to be a knock, to hear a knock coming to the door from some form of officialdom?
Well, I understand that some of those individuals have had that tap on the shoulder and that knock on the door and have been questioned by police. Now, police won't confirm that, obviously, because they are very, very deep into a large investigation. They call it, a major investigation now. They launched a review into all of these cases as a result of our coverage. And I know they get criticised on an almost weekly basis by people here because, you know, people want to see action. But the police are very busy in terms of trying to nail down all of those conversations, including, as you say, including visiting those people whose names have been given to them. So I do know that's already happened. But as more and more revelations come out and more people get in touch, not just with me, but with police, and that police appeal still exists. You know, they still are appealing for victims of child sex abuse in Fermanagh to come forward. But the more names that the police and I receive, the more knocks on doors that they have to do. So it is something that is ongoing, and I'm not quite sure when the police are going to be in a position to come out and tell us more. It is a question that I am asking them almost weekly. I'm asking for updates regularly, and I'm not getting many, but that's because they are, and I've heard this from alleged victims, they are very, very, very busy trying to nail down those interviews and speak not only to those alleged victims, but to the alleged abusers as well.
Rodney, thank you very much indeed. That meeting tonight is at 7:30 at the Enniskillen Hotel, formerly the Fort Lodge Hotel in Enniskillen. And when we say Fermanagh, you don't have to be from Fermanagh. You could be from Tyrone or Donegal, Derry. You could be right across here in County Down. You could be down in Monaghan or Cavan or further south in Longford. It doesn't matter where you are, where the abuse happened. The authorities do want to hear from you. And it may be linked back to those who would be abusing or would have been abusing people in the past in Fermanagh, or it may not be. But it doesn't matter where it is, it needs to be investigated. And the great work being done by Rodney and his team at the Impartial Reporter, as I say, is now getting international recognition. But that couldn't only have happened in Fermanagh and the counties around Fermanagh. So people need to be courageous, and if you can, take the steps to ensure that the perpetrators face courts. I know it must be incredibly difficult to take that step. Good morning to you. If you're just joining us, this is the U105 phone-in.